And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Spring Grove Lions football team. It's Cody Moore. Coach, how's it going today?
Doing well, Luke. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being your coach. We do appreciate it. You played on a Saturday, well, 2 weeks ago, or last Saturday, I should say, a week from today. You took down Leroy Ostrander at home 50-27. And then, of course, you kept that winning streak going with the win over Kingsland last night 41-20. But, Coach, we'll start back in that week six matchup against Leroy Ostrander last Saturday. An impressive performance again from your offense as you get the win 50-21.
Yeah, Luke, it was a fun night. It was our homecoming. You know, it was a little different this year. We had our homecoming on Saturday night. It was a 5 o'clock kickoff, and I was just real pleased with the way our guys came out. They're excited. You know, anytime it's homecoming, you want to come out and impress the crowd. And I thought we did a good job overall. We actually we had two special teams TDs, and actually Tyson Grindy, he opened us up with a kick return TD to start the game. So that was a good way to start it. And everybody was pretty amped up for that. The first quarter actually was fairly even. Leroy did a nice job. We had a couple drives that stalled out. We moved the ball, but then didn't quite punch it in. So that's something we've tried to talk about and continue to work on, is finishing drives. But we were able to explode for a pile of points in the second quarter. And we actually ended up being up 43-0 at halftime. And then on the way to a 50-21 final to end the game, Eli Solem threw for three touchdowns. Caleb Griffin caught two, and one of his catches was pretty miraculous catch over the middle. He kind of tipped it to himself. And then he actually had to run over a kid to stick the ball out and get across the goal line. So that was a really nice play that kind of stood out. So Caleb Griffin had two touchdown catches. Tyson Grindy had one, along with a kick return TD and a punt return TD. Eli Solem also ran one, and then Hunter Holland ran one. So always good to get a variety of guys involved, and we try to preach that balance across the board, and that was nice to see. And defensively, again, we've just continued that trend of doing a good job of playing physical, really rallying the ball and doing a nice job there. So that was also great to see, and a good, fun homecoming night there last week.
Yeah, nice one, like you mentioned. Again, the final score 50-21 over Leroy Ostrander. You moved to 7-0 then with a win last night over Kingsland. A talented Knights team. They run the football well. They have a bunch of different formations and motions and a couple of running backs that do an excellent job of running the football, Coach. But you guys were able to hold them off to just 20 points. And, of course, you guys get the win 41-20 overall. Take us through that one on the road, and a big win for you guys last night.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on there, Luke. They are a very talented team. Just watching them on film, we knew we were going to have our hands full there. You mentioned their running back. He's one of the best backs I've seen in terms of just, he doesn't need a lot of space, and he's just so quick. And if he does get any open space, he's going to bust it for a big one. So they were just very, very impressive physically, a very talented team. I was pleased with the way our defense was able to bottle their running back up. I thought we just did a really nice job. Again, I know it sounds like a broken record, and all football coaches say it, but when you control the line of scrimmage, it just really makes it tough on the opposing team. And I thought our defense did a really nice job of doing that again last night and freeing up our linebackers. Eli Solem and Jacob Olerud and Ethan Crouch, you know, they're able to free flow and go make tackles because of what our D-line is doing up front. So that was great to see. We were able to force quite a few turnovers early. It was kind of one of those things. I think it was two or three straight drives where we were able to hop on fumbles. Jackson Sternmon had one interception there early as well. And then off of those turnovers, we really capitalized and punched the ball in off of those. So that was great to see our offense take advantage of the effort that our defense was giving. So overall, very happy with that. We were up 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, and then the halftime score was 35-0 on the way to a 41-20 final. Eli Solem threw four touchdown passes to four different receivers. Tyson Grindy had one touchdown catch. Jackson Sternmon had one. Ethan Crouch, and then Caleb Griffin. So, again, it was good to see that balance there. I was very pleased with our pass protection. I thought we did a really nice job. Kingsland has a very talented defensive line. I know they're one D end. I think he's going to play at Winona State. And they have another D tackle that's just really quick off the ball. So I was pleased with their offensive line and the time they were able to give Eli. So that was great to see. Ethan Crouch at tight end, Logan Brum at guard, Ty Clevin at center, and then Brandon Yonke at the other guard, Emmett Engeldinger mixing in there as well. So along with Cooper Olson. So it was just really good to see see that. And then Eli was actually also able to rush for two touchdowns. So overall, good balance there. You know, and we talked about wanting to make sure that we're peaking at the right time, heading into our last regular season game here and then into playoffs. We want to be playing our best ball. I thought we've done a decent job of cleaning some stuff up offensively. There's still a few things, you know, that we need to make sure we cement in as far as QB center exchange. We just had one issue with that last night, but I thought we took care of the ball better. We finished drives better. So that was good to see here heading into a huge matchup next Wednesday against Lanesboro.
Yeah, you're hosting the Burrows in next Wednesday night. Both teams 7-0 coming into this one. Coach Lanesboro, they're a physical team. They're great up front. They're big and strong. And, of course, the talented run game. The Burrows, what do you expect to see from them as you head into your Week 8 matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I expect to see what they've done all year long, and what they hang their hat on is their physical run game. They're very big and strong and physical up front, so we know that we're going to have our hands full, and we know we're gonna have to do a good job of winning in the trenches, you know, on both sides of the ball. They just really come at you with that power run game. In the last few years, they've really beat us up front, and that's something that, you know, we've talked about in the offseason, the fact that we need to get stronger to be able to handle games like that. And so far up to this point, we've done a good job, but there's no doubt about it that, you know, Lanesboro will be, you know, one of the toughest teams that we play, and just really excited for the opportunity to be playing for the district title in the last week of the year. You know, we get to host them, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully a great crowd there. And I just told the guys last night, I'm like, what more could you ask for? Both teams 7-0. Lanesboro's a great team and going to be a great way to end the regular season and then head on into playoffs.
Cody Morathus, the head coach of the Spring Grove Lions, coming off that 41-20 win over Kingsland last night. The Lions are now 7-0 and take on the 7-0 Lanesboro Burrows at home to wrap up their regular season next Wednesday night. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Thanks a lot, Luke. I appreciate your coverage.